Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
I just bummer shit my pants.
Oh. Hey everybody, hang on just a second. A guy just yelled out, "I just bumper shit my pants." And that needs to be addressed before all else. I tweeted, "I'm going to bumper shoot." The first person who yells, "I just bumper shit my pants," is gonna win. But I said approach, you did it from out here in the audience. So I don't know if that should count, but yeah, of course it does. You get a copy of a Professional Humoridian. Now sit down and shut the fuck up. I set these little traps for myself because I knew that was going to happen and then forgot that I did that. And so then when that guy yelled at, I was like, oh yeah, I gotta deal with that now. My name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Bumbershoot Arts and Music Festival in downtown Seattle on Monday, September 3rd, Labor Day, Two Oceans 12 at 4:20, almost. Yeah! It's almost 4:20. Bagley Wright Theater. Let me see your name tags. You guys got name? Oh, no. That's crazy. What's the one where you got your two heads sticking through it? What is that supposed to, it says super bad, and you're Alex and Kelsey instead of those two guys. That's great. All right, you can put that down. You don't have to hold it up the entire time. That guy's got a poster tube that he just wrote his name on. That's pretty clever. Sitting next to Normzy. Do you got those drink tickets, Normzy? Normzy has some drink tickets. He doesn't drink, so he contributes his drink tickets to the prize bag. So let's hear it for Normzy, everybody. There's a light up one. Brenda, there's a lot of good ones. Oh, there's big ones back there. Okay, well, so thank you for bringing the name tags, and we'll have you whip those out again a little bit later in the show. And for those of you just attending Bumbershoot and came to see a comedy show, probably in the balcony, hi. That's a thing we do on the podcast where people bring their name tags, and if you'd known, you would have had a chance to win these prizes I have sitting right here. But first, let me say a couple of things. It's day 43 in a row of no rain here in Seattle. Yeah. 9 more days to break the record. Let's do this! Come on, you guys! Let's sit around and not do a thing but hope. Let's get our hope on. And since last I spoke and you listened, I got high. I will be at the American Comedy Club in San Diego at 4:20 on Saturday, September 15th, with comedy film nerds phenom Graham Elwood. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number two movie at the domestic box office this weekend is Lawless, which I haven't seen because I assumed it was a documentary about Xena actress Lucy Lawless. And I already know way too much about her. And the number one movie is The Possession, which I haven't seen because I have taste. So watch Lawless, not The Possession. This has been a very tentative Watch This, Not That. Don't forget that we are taping Benson Interruption here at Bumbershoot tonight at 8 o'clock over at the Intiman Theater. All of the comics who will still be around tonight, because a lot of people are already catching flights, but everyone who's still around that I could get to do it will be there. So it's going to be a jam-packed, fun show, and it'll be available to listen to for free in a few days in the Douglas movie slot on iTunes. The prize bag has not only a Star Wars lunch pail that was somebody named Jessica, it was her name tag on the first day, and I just left it up here and left the stage, and she didn't, like, you know, like most normal people, she didn't, like, come up on stage and take back her shit. So maybe she didn't want it anyway, I don't know, but it's a nice little Star Wars lunch pail, so I'm paying it forward and giving it away to someone else. And then Paul Scheer forgot to bring something to give away. There's another baby here. Yay for babies at Bumbershoot. They have to grow up sometime, so just bring them to fucking Bumbershoot and get them into the fucking comedy podcast where they can say any fucking thing they want. Let's get this baby to grow the fuck up. Stop being a baby. There are adult concerns in the world. But Paul wanted to give away from the people at Croton. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's kind of a weird name, Croton. The baby thinks it's correct. A watch, a very fancy. Yeah, look at it, baby. Jesus. It's a nice watch that Paul wanted to give away the other day, and he forgot it in his hotel room. So that's in today's prize bag, along with the usual customers, a Douglas Movies t-shirt and a couple of my CDs. And we also have another CD of another performer that's going to be coming out here. And then another person was kind enough to bring a nice, juicy, that looks pretty tasty, slice of cake. You know, I don't normally have an open door policy, but at Bumbershoot, I like to make exceptions, and today is no exception. Please welcome to the stage my guests, Rhett Miller, Jackie Cation, Jesse Ventura, and Cake Boss. All right, here we go. Let's see how this is gonna play out. Rhett Miller is here, everybody. A very talented musician who I assume, are you performing here at Bumbershoot?
Not as part of Bumbershoot. The old 97s are playing the Showbox tomorrow night.
Ooh, sneaky.
And you left out my gift I put in the gift bag. It was
awesome. Right. It fell to the bottom. What? Tell them what it is.
It's a used guitar pick. It's green.
Is it gently used, Rhett Miller?
Nothing I do is gentle.
Oh, that's some rock and roll talk.
All right, we'll be with you in a second, Cake Boss.
That sounds like some ring talk.
Hang on a second, Jesse Ventura. I have one more question for Rhett Miller before we open it up to the floor. Did it make you sad that Jennifer Aniston went to the old 97s show and Vince Vaughn never showed up?
Can you believe that?
In the breakup.
I mean, who would no show on Jen? Seriously.
And you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He fucking ruined your night too, probably.
No, I didn't care. Yeah, you should have seen the way they stocked that theater. One of my favorite lines of all time was Peter Billingsley. You might know him as Ralphie from The Christmas Story, who was the producer on the movie. He walked up to my guitar player and I, and he said, "So how does this audience look?" They were filing in 3,000 extras. And Ken said, "Well, man, there's not normally all these kind of big hairy dudes in the front." And he turns around and he goes, "Okay, hold on. We need more hot young ass." I swear to God, Ralphie yelled, "We need more hot young ass." It was the greatest moment of my life.
You could lose an eye doing that.
That's a movie reference from you.
Yes, it is.
I understand the theme of the show, Doug Benson.
Quiet cake, boss.
Cake, boss.
Jackie Cation is here, everybody.
Hi. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I am. And waiting to be introduced.
She brought a copy of her CD.
First CD.
Her very first one called Circus People. And, okay.
Yeah, polite applause.
That's the
biggest applause
the name of somebody's CD's ever gotten. So
oh, very nice.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you have a podcast yourself called The Dork Forest.
Dork on Dork Dialogue, people.
Yeah.
Tune in, Dork Forest.
Do you think, are there any dorks at Bumbershoot, or are they all at PAX?
I get that. They are... These are music LARPers. That's what they are. They're all wearing their old 97s, hoping you'll fall over. And they're like, "So I need somebody who knows all the songs. Get up here." So they're music LARPers. That's what I always think of.
Yeah, you know
music
this guitar
nerds.
Pick is going to get used.
That's it. That's sweet.
The winner is going to play strum something out with that guitar.
I'm picking
pick.
The baby, by the way. I want the baby as the gift. I want the baby right fucking here. I'm going to play for the baby.
Just last year, a baby was a name tag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody said, "My baby's a name tag." And then the baby came up on stage, and it was so much fun.
And ruined it, yeah.
It was like it was like three men and a baby, but without Steve Guttenberg.
Was Judge Reinhold
what is
playing
the, point
the part
of, that?
Of Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah.
I love it when Judge Reinhold plays
Thank you,
part.
Jackie. All
You're
right,
welcome.
Here we go. Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
I have to congratulate you because, correct me if I'm wrong, I looked this up on the internet, but since the last time you were on this show, you have become an immortal with dominion over humanity?
That's not canonical, Doug. That tale was the result of a meth binge I accidentally embarked upon. It was cleared up in one of the pay episodes of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast.
Oh, people have to pay to find out what happened with that.
No more free rides! Cake Boss!
I didn't even say Cake Boss.
No, I did. Cake Boss.
Jesse Ventura is here,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, we're done with the Cake Boss, I guess.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, you confirmed that?
Pretty much. I'm investigating it actively. I want to get to the bottom layer of the Cake Boss.
Oh, you're like a regular house MD.
I'm not a licensed physician, but I am a practicing yoga expert.
Can I ask you a question?
I will, if you can ask one, but I won't answer it.
Don't make fun of my accent from New Jersey. Have you ever cut into a human?
I fought in the ring. Have you ever been in the ring? I've been in the Princeton, New Jersey Townhouse Auditorium. Mano y mano. With Paulie Dangerously.
I thought I saw you wrestle there against Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan was the key to the Illuminati conspiracy. Is there a coincidence that he organized the New World Order? I'm not buying it, McMahon.
That's pretty much what I figured, so thanks for confirming my suspicions, Governor.
I'll always confirm suspicions. I'm an acting governor and I make appointments.
Okay, so, my question. Have you ever seen inside a human body?
I've seen inside a human mind.
All right, I guess that counts.
Close enough. Do you prefer governor or the body or late for supper?
Well, I'm wearing my glasses tonight, so I would prefer Jesse the Bullish Bookworm Ventura.
I have to say all of that every time I address you?
Yep.
Well, at least you're not going to repeat it.
Unless
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
I can repeat it too, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss, stop making me repeat it, Governor.
What?
Jesse the Bullish Bookworm Ventura.
Cake Boss, what?
Jesse the Bullish Bookworm Ventura.
Yep.
Hey, Rhett, you want to go get a beer?
I got one right here. You want to split it?
No, I'm good.
She just wants to leave. Predator, Running Man, Batman and Robin, have you ever been in a good movie?
Ooh.
Yeah, I asked the hard questions.
That. Am I supposed to sit here and be assaulted on my record in the ring? You take a folding chair to my back and I'm not going to respond, Benson?
I think you should play Benjamin Franklin in a time travel movie. He comes to the States. See, that's the first shirt he finds on a rack when he arrives in New York. So he has to wear the 9/11 T-shirt.
Does he show up nude like the Terminator?
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
It says 9/11. Got doubts. I have one punch up for the Ben Franklin story. I'm flying that kite, but I'm climbing up to the top of it. I'm gonna let the lightning strike me directly.
Doug, how come you don't ask me about my movie career?
Oh, you've done films?
Yeah.
You have?
You don't remember me from The Sweet Hereafter?
No, that was the movie about the
I played the caterer at the,
bus,
I played the caterer at the mass funeral.
There's no way that you did that.
Oh, don't you tell me that, Doug Benson. I spent so many months up in Canada shooting that film.
It took months just to shoot that one scene?
Yeah, in the end, they cut it out. But I think it's Easter egg on the DVD.
What do you serve at the funeral for a mass grave of children?
Cake.
Any particular kind?
Well, it was something with a muted color. Out of respect.
German chocolate.
German chocolate. It's the most solemn of cakes.
With connections to the Bush family.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
None of my cakes are connected to conspiracies, I swear.
You swear? Do you swear a Freemasonic oath? I've heard that you're a 33rd degree Mason.
Oh, who told you that?
I have sources.
People are telling tales out of school about the cake boss.
Cake boss?
Hey, Jackie.
Cake boss?
Cake boss?
Cake boss? Cake boss? Hey, Doug.
That's the only way you can get in this conversation.
Cake boss?
Just bring cake. Cake boss.
Cake boss?
Cake boss?
I want to tag. You want to sit here in the middle to make a more inviting stage picture?
No, it's all right. You guys want to...
That's a good idea.
I'll
you guys switch.
You
guys
in.
Switch.
Yeah. We're moving seats. It.
Let's mix it up, cake boss.
Cake boss is totally going to fix it.
Welcome to my neighborhood, Jackie Cation.
Thanks. Cake is not my downfall.
Do you have a specific downfall?
Chicken.
Oh.
Thanks for asking.
All right.
Good thing the chicken boss isn't here.
I'm the chicken boss. We'll take this. We'll take this to the mat, right? Take it to the mat.
We're going
to
take it beyond the mat. The Mick Foley story.
You got some movie nerds catching that one and... Jesse, Bullish Bookworm Ventura.
I got my truth glasses on.
Oh, like from They Live, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper?
They Live is my Koyaanisqatsi.
That makes me wish that Philip Glass had composed the score for They Live.
I went to Philip Glass and I shattered him. I wanted to know what's behind those repeating patterns.
What kind of jaw does that guy have?
He has an honest musical jawline.
But he's got a glass jaw. So, Jackie.
So, this hasn't helped. Yes.
Do you. That's my point, but also.
Jackie, this is the life you've chosen.
From a distance.
You've chosen to do panel. Panel.
Panel.
Panel's tough.
With rampant extroverts.
The extended couch you're on right now.
This is it.
Fighting for time. Have you been to the cinema lately, Jackie?
I have. I saw the Mingling Wrinkles movie in India. Whatever that...
The word India. I'm
mingling
pretty
wrinkles.
Sure wrinkles...
There's a new genre. It's Mingling Wrinkles. It's the Mingling Wrinkles genre. It's old people falling in love and being hilarious. Nancy What's-Her-Face writes a bunch of them. And then Judi Dench was just in one where they all went to India.
Big fan.
That's the one you saw?
That's the one I saw.
The best exotic Marigold Hotel?
That's it.
I am ashamed that I know that.
Good work, though. It was a feel-good movie of the year, my friend. It was a good one.
Oh, okay.
Good work was happening. Maggie Smith, Judi Dench. Who doesn't want in on that?
I thought you were telling us a story about having seen a movie in India.
No. I have never been to... I'd go right now, probably. No, but the Mingling Wrinkles genre is a whole new genre of You know, like It's Complicated and that other one that you
Tell
wrote?
Me about it. It sure is complicated.
It's not that complicated. It turns out he was a fucker. And then she was like, I'll fuck him again. And then it was just sort of real life. That was, it wasn't that complicated is what I'm saying. Is the baby understanding all the fuck words?
The complicated part was all of the stuff she was doing to remodel her home. That movie was just as much about home remodeling as it was about
oh my God,
a relationship.
It was the most beautiful home in the world, and her wearing like more linen than I could. And never wrinkled. Never wrinkled. Meryl Streep wafting along in unwrinkled linen like she was magical.
I'm glad we're relitigating the movie. It's complicated.
I'm willing to do it scene by scene. Let's do it, Cake Boss.
It wasn't litigated in the first place, if you ask me. It's finally we're getting to it, right, Jesse? The bookworm of bullish behavior.
Bookish and
it's Jesse.
Ventura.
It's Jesse, the anchor on the end of the panel, Ventura.
Rhett's gonna
blow us
all the way when it comes down to the game.
Reference.
What have you seen lately, Rhett? Have you been to the cinema?
Well, I had to watch a movie for a competing podcast I appeared on where they made me watch the Stallone Cobra from 1986.
You're a disease. I'm the cure.
Oh, my God. Well, I won't go into it, but the opening, it starts with a voiceover that sounds like someone with Down syndrome doing a Stallone impersonation.
That's Stallone.
Exactly. And I saw The Dark Knight also rises.
Did you see it in Colorado? Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Was that too soon?
I was already ready to apologize.
I think it's about time that we get into that. What really happened on that stage? You were there. My interest is piqued.
I had some problems with The Dark Knight. Is it The Dark Knight Also Rises, or am I getting confused with Steinbeck or something?
Yeah, it's the Steinbeck version of the Batman tale.
He's impotent,
Dark
and
Knight
what happens
also rises,
is World War
rises.
I. Okay.
Well, there's some crazy shit in it. Like, for instance, he throws, what's the butler? He throws...
The butler.
Alfred.
Alfred. To the curb. he like...
famous does a butler have to get before people will remember his name? He's one of the top five most famous butlers in history.
He fires him in the middle of the movie. The best actor, by the way, in the movie. Fires him in the middle of the movie. And you think, well, he's going to come back and save him at the end. But no, fucking nothing. He just never shows up again.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, are we not doing spoilers on this show?
Oh, I don't know.
This
is like 10 months old. I think everyone should have seen it.
My big problem with Batman, the Dark Knight Also Rises Again, is that Batman looks dumb. Why are people afraid of him? He looks dumb.
He does have kind of a silly outfit.
He's got makeup around his eyes so that you can't see the skin showing through from the eye holes. And all the criminals are like, oh my God, look out for this guy. He's terrifying.
I find him to be intensely intimidating. You're gonna go five rounds in the ring with somebody with a little bit of eyeshadow. You're going down, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. You're very confrontational, Governor Jesse Ventura.
I agree, he is.
I think I've never been more peaceful in my life. I'm meditating every day. I'm living for the now. I'm listening to Alan Watts on my iPod.
Did I ask you if you've seen a movie lately?
Have I seen him? I have the parallax view playing on a constant loop.
That, of course, is the film with the conclusion atop the Space Needle.
Yep, it shows us what really happened right here.
What do you think about the switch back to the original orange on top of the Space Needle? I would think that would concern someone like you.
I think it was a signal for the last 3 months of 2012.
Oh, wait, so you do think it's a conspiracy?
On this one, I'm going conspiracy.
I thought we could trick you into that conspiracy talk that you're so famous for. But parallax view, is it good? Thumbs up?
No, I hate it. I put it on a loop to boost up my own artistic endeavors. When I was a wrestler, I used to look at Rowdy Roddy Piper and know I could be better than him.
All right, well,
I'm essentially spiteful.
Does anyone hunger for games? Did I ask Cake Boss if he's been in the movies?
No.
I can't believe you didn't point that out to me.
Why should I?
Because you haven't been to the movies?
No.
Okay.
I've been working on the cake. Can't you make a cake? I wish I thought to go to the movies.
This one says vegan on it.
That's right. Because everybody here is like the hippies and they smell. I thought, I better make it a vegan cake. So that made a special vegan cake. It's got hardly any butter or milk in it at all.
So it might have a little bit in there.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty in there. But
just for flavor.
Not as much as a normal cake. I made it so it tastes like garbage. That's what you like, right? So you could eat it with a smug smile on your face the whole time. I'm a great person, you say to yourself. It's rude to talk with your mouth full.
Can I ask you something, Cake Boss?
Oh, I wish you would, Cake Boss.
I want to know if your ingredients are organic or genetically modified organisms.
Ooh, I'm having a tough time with your accent on that one.
GMO Monsanto or farm fresh goodness?
Why? Are you in Can't Think of Magical Spell?
In the most directly parallel universe to this, everything I say causes rainbows. You don't see it here.
Oh, that reminds me, I saw the butterfly effect. I didn't like it.
I didn't care for that one either, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Does anyone hunger for games?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's do it for reals this time. Let's play as a little warm-up game. Let's play what I like to call Build a Title. And we'll do the Tony Scott edition with one of the titles of his films. And yeah, don't forget, later we're going to be playing for the Croton Watch.
This beautiful watch.
Explain again how you play the Build a Thing.
You add a word
right,
on the
start
front.
We'll start with Rhett, and then we'll go to James, and then...
Who?
The answer, Jackie, is that...
I'll go last.
What we do is we have a false premise given to us by the mainstream media, and we construct a shadow argument around it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to pick up.
So we'll start with Rhett.
Thank you for calling me by my natural name, by the way. I am James George Janos.
That's my birth name. I had no idea. I just thought I was going to get wrong.
I thought that was Spider-Man's boss.
There's another parallel universe where I have a special relationship.
Oh, gosh, how many parallel universes are there?
Infinite.
There's 2.5.
That's manageable.
Plus...
But there's a lot of perpendicular universes.
Jesse Ventura.
Yep.
Do you do that because you're like a meathead and you want to seem smarter? Like,
what do you mean, the meathead? Smart talk. Are you questioning me,
no,
Rat?
I'm saying you're perceived as a meathead.
I perceive that's not up to me. That's the way they've spun me.
Well, I think you sound smart and you look sexy.
I appreciate that. I'm not a total alien to the love of men for other men. I've been in the ring with the Ultimate Warrior. And yes, he carried me off to the locker room.
Red, have you ever been with a man? I can only recommend it.
Later tonight, maybe.
All right.
Me
it's
and the
a feeling
governor.
Of fullness. And with the right man, it's a feeling of fulfillment.
Is there a lady?
I am a generous lover.
This is getting spicy for the baby.
Is there a lady cake boss?
Oh, lady
cake boss.
I'm married. I think I got some children. I'm very happy with my life as the cake boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. I'm always listening.
So Red has to build on the title, Beverly Hills Cop 2. So you need something that would end in Beverly? Or,
I got it, Doug.
Or begin with 2.
I'm picking up on all the aggression. Beverly Hills Cop 2 Hot to Handle? Is that a movie? Did I lose on
wait
first?
Wait a second. Back up. who's in Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, see, you do this, don't you?
Yeah, I do do this.
Oh, he's standing up like it's a spelling bee or something.
What are you, Mel Brooks? Work it, work it.
Maybe you shouldn't have said, is that a movie at the end? I think you might have got away with it.
Okay, I'm Beverly sure Hills Cop, something. Too Fast, Too Furious.
There you go. Very well done.
11th hour redemption.
First time player. Too Fast,
So
too
you
furious.
Accept homonyms?
That's kind of how it works, yeah.
I'll play the game, but I know it's rigged.
Needs to end with Beverly or begin with Furious? Or us?
And who does it go to?
It's on you, sir.
Oh, well, okay. It looks like I'm in the spotlight again. Beverly Hills Cop 2, Fast 2 Furious. Liaisons.
Furious Liaisons.
Furious Liaisons.
Is a terrific. That should be a movie. That should really be a movie.
I watch it with my wife and I make her submit.
For a split second, I was like, oh, we did it.
It really did sound good.
Yeah.
I was hoping that mere momentum would carry me over.
That's a behind the curtains movie. No? Nothing?
Kickboss.
Kickboss.
Wait, are you accepting Furiously Liaisons?
No. No, he's out.
He's out, all right. Out.
I have it in development.
True Beverly Hills Cop, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Very nice. That's probably one of your favorites.
I love that
true
movie.
Beverly Hills.
Who's funnier than Shelley Long?
Every little kid in it. Jenny Lewis is one of them. Okay, then we go to Jackie, and you need something that ends with Troop or begins with Furious, so I'm just going to assume that we'll be moving on. Because that's tough.
Starship Troopers? That's nothing.
That's a good try.
Thanks, and I'm done. Thanks for playing.
That's
thanks.
A very good try.
Starship Troopers,
nothing's
that was...
at stake in this game. Don't worry about it.
All right,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what do you mean it's the Intercontinental Championship?
All right, Too Fast, Too Furious. You made your bed.
That was a really bad one, wasn't it? I enjoyed listening to this before. I'm not stalling. Because you can get it like super long, and I'm afraid we're going to make the shortest one ever.
Oh, that's all right. People have things to do. Skrillex is playing later.
Oh!
Wow.
Is he
wow.
still in a feud with Deadmau5? Have those guys met the defenses?
I don't know. I don't know if they're feuding. I don't know.
Don't you remember? Deadmau5 wore a T-shirt to the Grammys with Skrillex's home phone number on it.
Women, women, wow, 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 rip, rip, wow, 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 wow. I have an uncredited involvement.
Involved?
You make all those Skrillex. Horrible Skrillex noises?
I've laid down some vocal tracks that he samples.
Like that?
Wibbity bibbity wib 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 wab 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 wab.
Okay, so you win this game.
F Troop Beverly Hills. Not a movie?
F Troop should have been a movie. I think they thought about calling Dances with Wolves F Troop.
What was that Goldie Hawn movie with
was
the
Was it Dances with Wolves
Private
Civil War time? What?
I was thinking Private Benjamin. Hi, it doesn't have the word troop in it. But wasn't yeah. she in like a Girl Scout movie with Troop?
Troop was Beverly it? Hills?
That's probably what it was. Did you just say that?
We were just talking about
you
it a little while
like
ago, but...
You know, when I do my live podcast, 16 people are there and nobody gives a shit. You got to get 1,700 people in a goddamn room so that I can... Hi.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though, too, is that you probably... It's hard for you to pay attention because there's people sitting in the front row eating chicken, which isn't
that
very...
That is hard.
Very distracting. She said that earlier. Do you remember that she likes chicken?
Yeah.
Can I just say that Private Benjamin had the best sex scene in cinematic history? Remember at the beginning, she's having sex with her husband, and he goes, yeah. I'm coming, and then he dies.
Ooh, Armand Asante?
And she's laying there with a dead guy's thing in her.
What about The Big Easy? That had a pretty sexy sex scene, didn't it? Anybody?
I think that Private Benjamin was an instrumental propaganda move to seduce the feminism movement into the United States military. I have expert opinions.
You know what the greatest sex scenes is? Pornography.
They got some good ones in there.
Is that when it's being done? You find that that's the sexiest time? Is
there's
when it's
tons in them.
And there's tons of sex scenes. And what's it called?
Pornography.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Pornography.
All right.
With a D?
If you're into sex scenes, I recommend the genre of pornography.
Yeah. It's not risky at all. It's a very good chance.
Yeah.
So you're going to find some sex in those pornography movies.
Yeah. You don't have to keep your fingers crossed. Oh, I hope these characters get it on.
They still take too long sometimes. I'm like, just put the pizza down.
Tell me about it. I'm like, this flight is only an hour and a half. Virgin America, you could get pornography right at your seat.
Did you do a cameo in the porn movie parody, Who's Eating the Great Chefs of Europe?
Of course I did.
So who won that game we just played?
I did.
Okay. I don't think you did.
I bet I did.
Who added Too Fast, Too Furious? Okay, so Rhett's still
Rhett,
in,
but
you can't add anything to Troop or to the other.
You're a failure.
I ruined that game.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's really hard. But just for the fun of it, Cake Boss, you add anything to Furious or
Furious Liaisons?
You're making it more real to me. I feel like
there's something
with us, but I can't think of what it is.
Us bought a zoo.
We've gotten that.
Us, comma, the story of. Thanks, lady.
Asleep?
Asleep?
Is there a title that begins with Asleep?
I would buy it.
How about a U.S. Army? Anything there?
You can't do it that way.
U.S. Army?
No, you can't do that. Can't do acronyms? All right.
Too Fast, Too Furious, U.S. Army?
Uster's Last Stand.
I love that you guys are still trying to solve this puzzle, but we can go ahead and move on to the main
event. Let's just declare the Cake Boss the winner and move on with the other games.
It's actually a tie between you and Rhett.
No, because he couldn't come up with anything.
So let's do a quick tiebreaker. Rhett.
It's not a tie, Doug Benjamin. Why are you robbing me of my beautiful victory?
Because you can't add anything to it either.
No, but the burden of adding was not on me. It was on Mr. Miller.
You both added the last thing to get added on.
I'm not participating in this false election.
This is like a hanging chat over here.
All right, you're the winner.
Yay, Cake Boss.
But now's the time when we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game, so we need to see everybody's name tags in the audience. And the awesome staff here at the Bagley Wright Theater turns the lights up a little bit for us so we could see what's going on.
I forgot about this part where I have to go walking.
Yeah, you got to walk over to somebody and grab the name tag you want to play for. Bring it back to your seat. Someone brought something medicinal. I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do.
You gave me directions. That guy.
Why are you all of a sudden being coy about pot?
Oh, medicinal pot. I would like some of that.
You know I'm not going to win. We talked about
Jesse's
this.
Jesse's picking a big poster. Oh, he's got a good shithead. If someone wrote their shithead on the back, don't say them out loud.
This one doesn't have one on it.
Yeah, because you picked the eight ball. The eight ball's been here every day. Every day so far?
Did nobody pick it? Am I the first to pick it?
Yeah, first person to pick the eight ball.
I'm a good person.
Yeah. And what's his name?
His name
he wrote
is
it
Micah.
On there? Micah, okay. Micah and the eight
is
ball.
Is that short for four Micah? I know some people who are named after materials.
He was born on some linoleum, so they named him. Okay, who are you playing for, Jackie?
Brazil. I'm playing Ted, Five Bamboo, the Brazil hat. This guy gave me directions.
Okay, so he just brought a hat from work in.
Possibly.
It has a little name tag on it.
It's a little sweaty on it. It's nice.
Oh.
Okay.
It's got some DNA going on.
And his name is Ted?
His name is Ted.
You can clone Ted.
We can now clone Ted.
And who are you playing for, Rhett?
They put a lot of work into this poster. It's John.
Nice.
John Rosfeld is John, the most human being you will ever meet. And Leonard Maltin says, this movie is fucking amazing.
And it's got Robin Williams from Garp, is what it looks like.
Oh, he's smoking a marijuana cigarette
and
for
he's
fun.
Got a marijuana, he's got a medicinal cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And
I thought it was just like a roll your own regular cigarette.
bulldozing bookworm? Was that what it was?
Bullish bookworm.
Bullish.
You mean bullish. Jesse the bullish bookworm Ventura?
That's what I meant to
back
say.
Back in the ring.
I forgot that part.
I'm competing in SummerSlam 87 for 28 Daves Later.
That's a pretty awesome poster, 28
yeah,
Daves
Later. Yeah, a round of
because
applause.
No matter what happens, whether it's real zombies or not, we're getting our guns and playing army in the streets.
Like you thought that would get a bigger reaction than that, didn't you?
I pace everything to get a big reaction, but sometimes it doesn't happen.
Guy's walking out on that thing you just said.
Why are the lights suddenly up?
Turn the lights down. I don't like to see the faces.
Is this an Illuminati trial?
It's funny, when I listen to your podcast, Doug, and I always feel
goodbye,
sad.
Goodbye, faces!
All those people that made all those great name tags and they didn't get picked, I feel sad.
I know, that's why I don't do the picking, because I feel terrible that yeah. people get...
You
that,
should.
That
you
people
orchestrated
are unchosen,
it.
Yeah.
I know, I just... This guy got a toy at the drugstore.
Yeah, and he's in. The know, comics always people, pick the worst ones to be funny.
Other people work the people so work really the name hard. Tags.
But we got a couple
you know
of
what?
Good ones.
I'm rescinding my pick of
oh,
this guy.
No.
Wait a minute.
No, oh,
do
no,
it.
Micah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you take
he's
it back.
Giving Micah back his eight ball. Oh,
that's
cake
the saddest
give me
thing
that
ever.
One with the two heads.
Are you telling me you're getting rid of a magic eight ball and
that's
you
right.
didn't ask it any questions?
That's right. I would rather ask the science eight ball some questions.
Not the magic eight
see
ball.
See how much fun this is?
Yeah, that's fun.
I'm putting my head through the hole to make it look like a big head on a little body.
It's Alex and Kelsey made that.
It's like I'm down the shore over here.
Do you need someone to fill in for your other face?
Probably. Maybe Miss Gacy and I could be in together.
I'll stick a hole.
I'm jealous. I'm Jesse the jealous lover Ventura.
This is how we're going to do the whole rest of the
film. This is it. I'm just going to spend the whole time, and then I'm going to fall over.
Somebody take a picture so they can stop.
Yeah, please.
Let's get a good shot of this. I know you're not supposed to take pictures inside the theater, and we appreciate you not doing
you
it.
Special
any?
Dispensation for don't, this high person.
Yes, special dispensation.
For this
thing. There you go.
Not
okay.
a part of it. I'm not a part what? Of their two-party party.
I'm you sorry there's not a
switch.
Third hole, Governor.
Hey, that, so
that's what she said.
Let me ask Ben Franklin a question. How disappointed yep. are you in 42 days of no rain? Like, does it ruin all of your experiments if there's no lightning?
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man kill in the ring.
I like your attitude. I was making fun of the way you look, and you turned it into, you just answered
lemonade.
The question. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A stitch in nine saves. There's a shot to the midsection, McMahon.
You should stitch that on a pillow.
Did you ever fight Baron von Rasky? Did you ever fight that guy, Baron von Rasky, or with the claw?
I fought the Baron. I fought Ivan Koloff. I fought all of our Soviet enemies during the 1980s.
What about Haystacks Calhoun?
No, we were actually very close friends.
So it never came to wrestling between
it,
you two?
It never came to fisticuffs.
Did you? I don't want to bum everybody out, but did you ever get to work with Michael Clark Duncan? He passed away today.
I worked with him at a fast food restaurant when I was very young.
Too soon.
People are uncomfortable with this.
Did you ever work with Reverend Sung Young Moon? He died.
Wait a minute. I didn't know he passed away.
Oh, maybe he's still alive somewhere. It's a conspiracy.
I want to find out. I hope he is.
Maybe he's in this room right now. No.
Who are we talking about?
The reference on Young Moon. Now. I took a gamble that he would be here, but he did not show himself.
Moon.
A reference on Young Moon. If you're here, please make yourself known to an usher.
And also, I'm a big fan. I read the Washington Times. It's a wonderful newspaper that tells the truth, and he owns it.
Great.
Doug, is there anybody else who passed away that we can get into?
Well, I was going to apologize for the Sylvester Stallone remarks earlier because his son did just pass away recently.
Oh, boy.
We're entering the last days. It started. The call has begun.
So we'll start with Cake Boss as we play the Leonard Maltin game. As we finally play. You get to pick a category, Cake Boss.
Oh, Cake Boss. Okay, I'm going to pick, let's see.
I'm
going to
give you some choices first. Yeah, I'm going to give you some choices, and then you'll pick one.
Oh, you tell me how it is. I see.
Would you like Roadhouse?
Yes.
It's movies.
Oh.
Movies with either road or house in the title. Mm. I tried to play that category yesterday, but I had forgotten to load it. This is another extremely...
It's forgotten to load that movie with Matthew McConaughey.
No, I think it was a Steven Seagal vehicle.
Forgot to load.
Forgot to load. The Devil Wears Nada, that's movies where Anne Hathaway appears nude.
Love her.
Dirty?
Yeah, she's all right. Or Scary Old Man... That's Scary Movies with Gary Oldman.
I'm going to pick Scary Old Man because puns are hilarious. Even though that's not really a pun. I don't know a lot of words.
All right, we'll go to... Bodybuilder Bullseye.
Body Franklin?
Jesse the Bull-Faced Bull of Full Bull Ventura.
Wait, you changed it now.
I could change it at license. I have free license to change what I want.
What is it again?
I'm an acting potentate of Acapulco, Mexico.
Holy shit, that's hard to say.
Jesse, the acting potentate of Acapulco, Mexico, Ventura.
They should just, instead of the alphabet backwards, they should just make you say that when they pull you over for a sobriety test.
That was my wrestling handle before I was in the WWF. When I was Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic, it was Jesse the Ventura.
That was like some more Skrillex.
Women and wop 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 wop.
I'm gonna make you my ringtone.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. Cake Boss.
Cake Boss, generous Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
He's very stingy with his stars.
Yeah, 3.5 is a pretty good rating from Leonard.
It's almost 4.
Yeah. This movie's from 1992.
Ooh.
Yeah, and of course it's got Gary Oldman in it.
Of course.
And it's scary.
As discussed.
Yeah, we've already established that.
Asked and answered, Your Honor.
It won some Oscars, I believe about 3.
Congratulations
Oscars.
To everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. And he also calls the movie sinuous.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
From 1992. And he lists about 11 names. 11 names.
I can name that movie in 4 names.
He says 4 bullying... Bullish
Jesse Bulldog. Ding-bong Ventura.
Yes, that.
Yep.
That thing you just said.
That's it.
That person
So
next.
You're doing it in 4?
That's what I said.
That's what he said, 4.
4.
I'm going to do it in 3.
All right, then we
A major upset.
Well, we got to go to first-time player Rhett Miller, see what he has to say.
Name that shit.
Oh. Wow.
You could cut the tension with a cake knife. Okay, Bob.
Your 3 names
Yep.
are Monica Bellucci, Jay Robinson, and Tom Waits. Tom Waits isn't a bad clue.
I know exactly what it is. I knew from Shenyuish. Stop laughing at the cake boss. I knew.
Cake boss.
Cake boss.
Ba-ba-da-bum. Ba-ba-da-bum. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-bum. Ba-ba-da-bum. Ba-da-ba-da-bum.
Really great if you could just do that to put off anything that happens in life. Just something's going down. Just.
Oh, are you doing that? Sounds like Tom Waits music.
I think the obvious answer that I'm going with is Immortal Beloved.
Oh. May I take
a guess? That's a very good guess.
Should she got it wrong?
Yes.
Is it Bram Stoker's Dracula?
That's the exact title.
That's right.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
That's right. Except those substitutes.
The sequel to Stoker Ace, I think. I love the nerdiest of film nerds in the audience are always in the first couple of rows. And that one was just for them. And so that means, who challenged, Rhett challenged...
That was a challenge.
...the body. So Rhett is on the scoreboard, everybody, with 1 point.
Not bad for a first timer.
That's right. That's the sort of thing I'd say right there.
Congratulations to you, Red, and to all the Oscar winners from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I learned a lot when I listened to the podcast Cake Boss, where you played this against Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, I don't like that guy.
You guys were backstage. You were like cats and more cats.
He makes everybody wear cat makeup all the time.
Cats and cakes. All right, where are we at here? Jackie gets the start, I think. I think that's only fair.
If I had said just Dracula, would I have made it? Or
no,
would I have had to say Bram Stoker's Dracula?
He's a real stickler.
Yeah. I'm a Stoker stickler.
Stoker stickler.
Bram Sticklers.
You're a Bram Dracula. Stickler. I always feel like I'm high when I do this show. I always feel like I'm stoned.
You might be.
I ain't got time to weed.
Just blurry.
So we'll start with Jackie and then we'll go to Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Okay.
I think I gotta go the other way actually. Gotta switch it up.
Who cares?
I don't want to get anybody accusing me of having a rigged game or a conspiracy on this particular occasion.
Who would do that?
I have an active investigation, and I have my suspicions, which will be confirmed.
Okay, Jackie, would you like the category Zombie Tupacalypse? Which is films that came out after Tupac had passed, but yet he still managed to be in them. Good for him, I say. Or
it's okay to laugh at Tupac being dead, but those other people forget about it.
I don't think we're laughing at any of them. I hope we're not laughing at any of them.
Well, we're laughing with them. You're right.
Charles Sheen is celebrating a birthday
today. Charles Sheen?
Yes, Charles Sheen.
Ooh,
he's
so
quite
formal.
Respectable now.
Let me adjust my monocle as we talk about Charles Sheen.
So the films of Chuck Sheen, and then at King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day.
That one.
At the box office.
Yeah, pancakes. Pancakes.
The old pancakes category. Which one do you like? The number one movie 10 years ago, a Charlie Sheen film, or a Tupac vehicle? Narrowed down to only a few because they were only the ones after he had passed away.
I got to go Charlie Sheen.
Okay, this is a movie when Charlie Sheen was alive.
Okay. Was he played by Vince Vaughn?
They silenced him. He was telling the truth.
3 stars, Jackie, for this movie that is from 1986.
Three stars, but it still has Charlie Sheen in it?
Yes. It's one of his best.
This is intriguing.
Yeah. Leonard calls it thoroughly winning. And yeah, with Charlie Sheen is in
all
it.
All the way through?
He also calls it a real sleeper, which, as we know, when Leonard says it, it means it was nap time. No, a real sleeper, and it was a writer's directing debut. That's a lot of clues that are very confusing, I'm sure.
So whoever wrote it also directed it, and that was their debut? Is that correct?
As a director, yes.
Fair enough.
They had written some other shit. Six names. Something going on in the wings over there.
There's a disturbance. I want confirm on all the perimeters.
You can go check it out if you want.
Yep, I'm going to find out what's happening. What's going on back here?
This isn't going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be a war.
There's a wing on the side of the stage, but nobody's flying.
Okay, six names. We've got six names.
I can do it in three.
And Jackie says she can do it in three. And then we'll go to Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. I can do it in 2 days, dog.
Wow, way to go, Cake. Boss.
Boss, Cake Boss.
I would say I would equally take it in two. I could do it in two, McMahon.
That's not the way it works at all.
You can't equally take it in two.
12 names. I could do it in 12 names.
That you can do, because this is rigged.
And they would be the 12 leading members of the Illuminati.
Who are they again?
Doctor Strange.
The first eight are Bush.
The stretchy guy from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, the stretchy guy.
How many names?
I could do it. I say name that. Name it.
This is outrageous.
I say name it in two.
And Cake Boss, you have a point, correct?
Cake Boss.
You have
no.
a point?
No, I have
Red's got
points.
A point.
Oh, Red's got a point? We've only have 1 point so far?
I had to fight tooth and nail to have you declare me the winner of Build a Title.
We got to end this fast. So, I'll give you your two names.
Do it.
And then we'll give you your point.
Good.
Your two names are Thomas E. Hodges.
Uh-huh, as I predicted.
And Winona Ryder.
Okay.
People in the front two rows know the answer?
Everybody guessed. Like that movie Walked Into the Theater or something.
It's here right now with us.
Hold on a second. Thomas E. Hodges, of course.
Of course.
And Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
And this is the first time.
Charlie Sheen.
Writer, director. It's a debut. Charlie Sheen is in this picture.
Yeah, thoroughly winning.
1987.
Three stars, 86.
Three stars from 86 to Leonard Maltin. Boy, oh boy. I feel like, I feel like I should know it. Winona Ryder is that far down in the
She's
cast
pretty far down in the thing.
Hey! That sort of mockery is unwelcome.
I didn't.
Okay, I think I know it. Bada boop 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 ba dee 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 ba da da doo 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 dee dee bop a boo boo boo. Hey, hey! We got a time going on. Everything's happening now in the movie show. I'm gonna catch this movie. Nobody's gonna know what hit him where to say the name of this picture. That is now. What's that movie called? Lucas?
That's right.
What?
It's Lucas.
At the very
last down for
moment,
the three count.
Lucas.
At the very last moment, I remembered that was a movie.
Oh, that's the perfect time to remember it.
It's
the last
Kate
moment.
Boss is the international champion.
It's my favorite Thomas E. Hodges movie, by far. Better than his work at Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Who's what and what?
You pulled that.
All right, I got to devise a really quick...
So I won.
I got to devise a tiebreaker here really fast for you and Rhett because...
Would it make it easier if I just concede?
We're out of... No! You're playing for a human being.
Well,
you're not playing for a corporation.
A corporation's a people, my friend.
They're not Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Corporations are not people.
But the president said they were.
The president didn't say they
were. The president
is not a people, he's a lizard.
Our next president said, I'm not voting for him, forget it.
But I read who John, my guy, I read who he wants to be his shithead, and I don't think John's very nice.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So.
Yeah, let me see it. Now you got me curious. Where'd he write it? Holy crap, that's illegible. How did you... That's like waiting to see a dinosaur sailboat. What the fuck?
It's an ancient prophecy.
Maybe it's written...
It was in the land of Sumeria.
Oh.
It might just be lemon juice. You gotta hold it up to a light bulb.
That is... He does have a mean one. Do you have a shithead on yours? I don't think so. You'll have to write it down? All right. Oh, you should come write it down, because Jackie definitely lost. And who were you playing for, Ventura? Okay.
I was playing.
Where's Dave at? Did Dave put a shithead on the back?
28 Dave Slater. He's still in the ring.
That's a great poster, Dave. Oh, and that's a good. That's your shithead on the back, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says.
I get it.
Vicky Emberts. Is that who it is? Yeah.
Am I allowed to give this information out, or is it confidential?
It's totally confidential, but...
It's top secret. I have clearance to
Cake
information.
Cake Boss, call it in the air. Call it.
Hedge!
Cake Boss is our winner!
Hey! Congratulations, Alex and Kelsey.
That was rigged, Jesse. That was rigged.
It was rigged.
Where is Alex
I'm
and Kelsey? There you are. There
Wait,
you go.
Wait, don't you need to read the thing on the back?
No, because they won.
Oh, sorry.
They win all this stuff. They win the Croton watch. They win the cake. They win somebody's...
I think that watch is...
We're running out of time.
Come on up here, you guys.
Come get all your stuff. I can hear the four horsemen of the apocalypse appearing. Arn Anderson. Rick.
This is Ted.
And three other guys I can't remember.
Morley Safer. He's got to be one of them.
Here you go. Where'd she go? Oh, there she is.
Bam, Bam Bigelow.
There you go.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
There's more. All right. We got it all. Cake Boss, you got anything you want to plug real quick?
Yeah. Everybody keep eating cake. Don't ever stop.
Don't ever stop.
And Jackie, what do you got coming up?
I have this to say. If you ever get pulled over for the drunk driving... and they
for
say,
the
ma'am,
drunk driving.
Have you been drinking? Do not say, I am drunk. Because that ends in tears and $3,000. Anyway, yeah, JackieCation.com. Thank you. Old 97s.
Rhett, what's going on? You're out on tour with the Old 97s tomorrow night here in Seattle?
The Old 97s are out all fall long, and I just put a new Rhett Miller record out called The Dreamer on my own new Maximum Sunshine record label. I'm a mogul.
Yeah.
Real self-starter.
Oh!
Impressive.
Hey, can I tell Seattle that I'm going to be playing their Costco town outside of town next month or something?
Can you give a more specific plug than that?
It's in Kirkland. It's called Laughs. And
okay.
Go to their website. I think it's next month.
Yeah, go out there and play that place. Sure.
I'll also be providing security at Laughs in Kirkland for James Adomian in January.
In January, James Adomian's going to be there as well. That's going to be a good one, too.
I'm never going there, ever.
Because you're the cake boss.
Cake boss.
And tonight I'm going to be playing with Skrillex.
Featuring
Tom Waits and Ric Flair, the missing link of my earlier reference.
Yeah, so come to the 8 o'clock Benson interruption, then we'll all run over to watch Skrillex.
Oh, you know what you could do it between?
Right after my show.
You could see Paul F. Tompkins and friends, real and fake, after this show.
After this show in this very theater.
That's
tonight
right.
At 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so come see that, you guys.
You just have to wait outside briefly while the drug-sniffing dogs come through the theater.
Oh, and a friend of the show named James Adonian, he has a album out called Low Hanging Fruit, so pick that up if you get a chance.
It's a conspiracy.
Go to DouglasMovies.com.
It goes all the way to the top.
For all of my stuff. Thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for everybody up here on the stage.
Yep.
They run a tight ship here at the Bagley Wright. We're 3 minutes over, so I'm just going to say, as always, Ryan Seacrest is a shithead. The player who lost for me is a shithead. So that was kind of a mean thing to do to Rhett. That wasn't very cool. And Microsoft Windows 8 is a shithead.